pressing for a diplomatic solution. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. With tensions over Russian troops near Ukraine's borders, a key meeting of the NATO allies is getting underway in Belgium.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is meeting at NATO's headquarters in Brussels with his counterparts from the other 29 countries in the military alliance.
Everything is now in place for a new attack.
Ahead of the meeting, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg restated a call for Russia to defuse tensions.
Stop preparing for war and start working for a peaceful solution.
He said NATO is ready to discuss Russia's complaints about the alliance's presence in Eastern Europe.
Fox's Simon Owen, Russia's President Putin claiming he's withdrawn some of his forces from the area near Ukraine, but the Biden administration says that can't be verified, and a State Department source tells Fox News some of the Russian forces have actually moved closer to the border. Voters in San Francisco have recalled three school board members for paying more attention to social justice issues and renaming schools than getting students back in their classrooms. Siva Raj is the co-leader of the recall effort.
This is supposed to show you how much parent energy went into this. And so we are really gratified that we could channel that anger and frustration.
San Francisco's Mayor London Breed will pick the replacements. Two sheriff's deputies outside Houston shot last night, answering a man with a gun call. Sheriff Ed Gonzalez upset that the suspect was out on bail from an earlier case.
We've seen far too much of this. It's been well reported and documented, and it's concerning to everyone, including us, that somebody with that type of charge could be out, especially on a PR bond. You know, as we've said for a long time, we should consider risk when making these very important decisions.
The deputies returned fire, killing the suspect. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The Senate facing a late Friday deadline to pass a bill extending the government's spending authority for another 3 weeks or face a possible government shutdown. Some Republican senators balking at fast-tracking that bill, demanding more information about the administration's reported plans to provide drug paraphernalia to certain drug users. And the GOP is holding up approval of some key Biden administration appointees.
Inflation is blistering the economy, but the Biden administration doesn't have its team in place to fight it. GOP members of the Banking Committee boycott at a meeting to send Fed nominees to the floor. That includes the nomination of Fed Chair Jerome Powell. The GOP took particular aim at Sarah Bloom Raskin. She's picked to be the Fed's top banking regulator. Raskin is under fire after she advocated the Fed regulate climate change. Raskin later told senators the Fed should not choose winners and losers when it comes to the environment.
Fox's Chad Pergram at the Capitol. The White House insisting the president is still on track to name a Supreme Court nominee in less than 2 weeks.
While it seems the president has been preoccupied with Russian troops at Ukraine's border, here at home, there will soon be an available Supreme Court chair.
He will do some interviews in the next 2 weeks.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki during the White House briefing assured,
we're still on track for the president to make a decision and make an announcement before the end of the month.
President Biden has committed to selecting a black woman as his nominee to fill the seat of retiring Justice Stephen Breyer, who plans to step down later this year. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Britain's Prince Andrew has reportedly reached an out-of-court, multi-million-dollar settlement with Virginia Gouffray, the woman who sued him, claiming the prince had sex with her when she was just 17 years old, after being trafficked, allegedly, by the late financier Jeffrey Epstein, who took his own life in prison. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches,
Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.